Welcome to Yo 11 Minutes. Yo 11 Minutes, mostly Vegas, no BS casino experience, and more. Today's episode, the most amazing luxury beach villa in the world. This is episode 61, season 2 of Yo 11 Minutes. Michael Traeger is a casino and travel loyalty expert who also helps people turn their travel dreams into reality. And now, your host, Michael Traeger. How's it going, Michael?
It's going great. It's been a pretty good day. Busy, but I've been getting stuff done. So that is cool because I'm off to Florida on Friday.
Nice, nice. What are your plans for Florida?
Finding a new place to live.
Okay.
Because not everyone can move to Vegas.
Well, most people can. Vegas is a place to move to if you have a lot of money or you have no money at all. It's just, it works that way. But yeah, are they going to be like, I'm going to Disney World or, you know, some fun thing or whatever. I mean, besides looking for a place to live, are you going to be doing anything fun?
I hope to spend some time on a beach. I'm going to a bougie resort called The Breakers in Palm Beach. I already said Breakers in Boca Raton on Friday night for dinner with some old friends. And mostly just tooling around. I might accidentally wander over to Hard Rock Fort Lauderdale. Cool. So who knows? Especially now that they have craps in Vegas. For those in Vegas, they have craps in Florida. They have craps in Florida. So I am very excited to play craps in Florida because that was just approved very recently. So that's super exciting. They've always had baccarat. And it will be exciting moving to an area in which a major casino like Hard Rock Fort Lauderdale with a guitar tower, you ever hear one of those, pretty close to my home. Yeah. Have you heard of that guitar tower thing?
Yeah, I've heard of that guitar tower thing. It looks pretty awesome, the stuff that it could do. Looking forward to when they have one at Mirage Rock or wherever it's going to go.
I know, but as long as they, I mean, now you got to get into volcano conversation. That's sad.
The rumor is that it's going to be at Treasure Island. So, I mean,
I totally got it.
Well, anyways,
you know what? That's a good rumor. So I'm going to go with that. Actually, I haven't heard too many rumors lately. I mean, we need more rumor mill stuff about Vegas. There has to be a good rumor like lately. There's got to be another Fountain Blue rumor or something.
Besides like executives getting fired or like,
I don't know. We need some rumor. You know what? I don't care what anyone says. Win's still the best. Prove me wrong.
A $20 bagel. I don't know. All right. Well,
prove me wrong. You came over and visited me at Win. Isn't Win? It's hard to top Win. Okay. The overall vibe at Win. Come on, admit it, Movestro. Admit it.
I'm not saying it's the best. I'm just saying I can see how a person such as yourself would appreciate it.
Oh my God. Oh,
I mean, we have different versions of the best. You experience a more bougie-ness thing where I don't. So, you know, for me, the best isn't going to be your best, but we can have favorite. There is no best of anything because best usually equals someone's favorite. That's always what it equals. It's like, oh, the best food in Las Vegas is the thing that you really like to eat. That's what it is. It's your favorite. Stop saying you know what? No best wonder. This. Best that. It's
you know comedy. What? That's why we don't, we're really horrible with the YouTube and podcast video, because we never put the best Vegas resort to stay at, the five best places to have pizza in Vegas. We just really suck at the titles.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, best is always subjective, is what I say. So
okay.
Anyways.
That's what we're gonna call Movestro middling.
Yeah, okay, we'll do that. We have no news story today because nothing really happening in Vegas news today. However, there is going to be listener comments at the end of this episode. So for you folks at home, there's that. That being said, let's get on to the tease.
Hey, so we are going to look at what I think is one of the most beautiful beach front villas in Hoi An, Vietnam. It's outside, actually outside, a little bit outside of the actual physical city of Hoi An in Vietnam, or like the main city center. And for those who don't know Vietnam very well, that would be a city where you would fly into Da Nang to get to. It's about 45 minutes from Da Nang. Also super duper cool city. And don't despair, there are also casinos in the area. So let's just jump right into this amazing Four Seasons villa. And this is one of my favorite, if not my favorite, hotels in the world, which is the Four Seasons Resort, the Nam Hai Hoi An, Vietnam.
All right, here we go.
So we are about to go into a 3-bedroom beachfront pool villa. And this is one of the most special villas here at the Four Seasons in Hoi An. So bedrooms on this side.
It's always nice having a nice garden.
And this is your own private courtyard, which is beautiful. And once again, this has 3 bedrooms. What is the bedding in the bedrooms?
Same like your bedroom.
So king beds. 3 bedrooms with 3 king beds.
There's nothing much change different between your bedroom and this bedroom. Same size, same facility, same layout. A little bit different, I will show you later.
And the courtyard is beautiful. Lots of privacy here. Very, very private.
This is a living room.
Wow. Living room for this is a dramatic, beautiful living room. I'm going to pan from left to right. And as we get closer to the windows, you will see that this is direct ocean. You are right on the beach, direct ocean. I will pan around to the entrance we came in. What's amazing right now is that I'm feeling a cross breeze. So you have an amazing breeze that crosses from the ocean over here. And this is your entire private
villa.
Not
too shabby, huh?
Not too shabby at all.
And you'll notice your pool, which is quite a large pool.
Can you just that see the vibe of having
literally
out there?
Right up against the ocean. So this would be probably one of the most exquisite accommodations here at the Four Seasons in Hoi An.
Can enjoy
Yeah, beautiful. And once again, this villa has 3 bedrooms, and there's also other ways you can add more bedding, but I will finish once again with this incredible view of the beach. And it also has butler service, yes. And transfers, that's right. And Four Seasons preferred partner. Wow. It has breakfast in the villa, yes. So this is great. Would love to be able to talk more about this and just soak in that view. Thank you.
That's pretty awesome.
I think so. I think it's, you know, when you think of having that direct oceanfront feel to it, it's just perfect. And the beach there is so nice. I think it's just a perfect venue. And you obviously don't have to stay in one of those villas. All of the accommodations here are incredible. The Four Seasons preferred partner is awesome. Even if you get the least expensive accommodations, you always get a great breakfast benefit, which is close to usually at most resorts is between $70 and $100 a day. And you can use it also for room service. Room service is great. Oh, I forgot to do my due. Did you know the name Vietnam was once spelled as two words, Vietnam, coming from the Vietnamese for Southern Viet people, but is now generally spelled as a single word. I actually never knew that until I visited Vietnam. Did you know that, Mavestro?
I did not know that at all.
Well, there you go. You learned something new. Vietnam is a great place to go. It's a great value destination. So if you can figure out a way to get good priced flights, I'm pretty good. You know, Travelzorg Travel and myself are pretty good at finding those great revenue airfares, but it also is a great place to redeem points. OneWorld works pretty well. SkyTeam can work well, a combination of OneWorld and SkyTeam. We happened to fly from Hanoi to Da Nang when we went to Hoi An, and that works out pretty well. I also loved our trip in our time in Hanoi. I have to say, one of my favorite things was the super posh KFC.
There's a super posh KFC?
It was a KFC with real plates, silverware, and glassware.
KFC does these weird, does these interesting things. Like, I was just watching yesterday An Idiot Abroad with Carl Pilkington, Ricky Gervais, Stephen Merchant. And Carl goes around the world, not someone who's very around the worldy kind of a guy. And there was a KFC for the deaf, and it was run by people who are deaf. And it was, so KFC has all these niche little things that they do. Like, that's just,
you know, the only thing is, and I'm looking at my notes here, I was super sad because they were out of chicken popsicles.
You know, that might be a good thing.
So that was really, really cool. I'm not going to go too much into that. I do want to mention that Four Seasons has a cooking academy, and I did the cooking academy at Hoi An. And also, we should probably do our little pronunciation, which is compliments of the YouTube channel today, which is called How to Say. But we have Hoi An pretty well. But here's a quick how to pronounce Hoi An.
Hoi An. Hoi An.
Not as good as our French dude, right?
No, not as good as the French guy. This guy's more to the point. But
Yeah, that's he's more to the point. But that's the How to Say YouTube channel. Anyway, the Cooking Academy was great. And I did an in-depth and intense Vietnamese cooking class that was over 3 hours. That turned out to be a private class because I was the only one there. But they're regularly very small groups. But we started off at the farm at the Four Seasons, and I got to pick a great green papaya and spring onions. And then I basically prepared this menu with some chefs, and it was really, really super cool. I prepared sweet chili fish sauce, Hoi An-style pickled vegetables, papaya salad, crispy crab rolls. I cannot pronounce the Vietnamese for any of this, so I'm not going to tell you. Grilled pork with vermicelli, and I also made some dishes without pork because my wife is a non-pork eater, and I can't honestly say enough about how amazing and how much fun these courses are. It was just awesome, and Chef Trang was awesome, and she was, right after we were there a few years ago, but she was actually going to be helping the team at the Four Seasons in Singapore open their new Vietnamese concept restaurant. Other things that are very interesting, that other than one dinner on the beach that my wife and I did, we did not eat dinner once at the Four Seasons. We always went and ate locally in Hoi An. And I bet, Movestro, you're going to say, Michael, what does it cost to eat dinner in Hoi An?
Michael, what does it cost to eat dinner in Hoi An? Hoi An.
Right. Well, for $4.30 US dollars approximate, we had dinner for two with beer and two large waters and two large bames, one with chicken and one with pork in Hoi An. So basically, we had a full dinner with beer, which are these great sandwiches, for dinner one night, and it was about $4.30 for the two of us. Now we're going to contrast the Four Seasons Resort. And at the Four Seasons Resort, it was approximately $32 for two cocktails, which were amazing, one of which was one of my favorite Belvedere martinis with complimentary crispy rice snacks and amazing beef jerky. So I'll give them credit. Even though the cocktails are expensive, especially by Vietnam standards, they give you this beef jerky at the bar at the Four Seasons, which is to die for. Seriously, absolutely amazing. So, and then the other thing is one night we did a casino night. So we went to this great casino property that was about 25 minutes away, which had, it actually looks a lot like Resorts World. Very, very interesting property. What's so interesting about the table games was that they were in, you could choose Hong Kong dollars, Vietnamese dong, or US dollars. Tons of baccarat, really bizarre slot machines and high limit slot rooms, but super comfortable, super fun. We actually got some free play, had a blast, had some Chinese food, beautiful, beautiful resort. I'll talk about it on another episode, but it was, and it's also another beach resort casino. But if you like baccarat, these are the places to be. And actually, I saw like some crazy Singapore guy that I saw earlier in the day when I was getting some shirts made, and we were talking, and he was like talking about the casino, and that's what inspired me to go over to the casino. But it was really, really good stuff. So that's it. You know, if you're interested in, I definitely think I love to talk about the Four Seasons Preferred Partner Program. I love to talk about Four Seasons in Vietnam. I love to talk about Four Seasons in Langkawi, Malaysia. So hit me up anytime. And if you want to know any more about a specific resort, I am happy to talk about almost any resort globally, though I have not been to every resort globally. So definitely tell us down in the comments what you would like. Any thoughts, Movestro?
Yeah, dinner for $2 a person is pretty impressive. The compare and contrast you did to Four Seasons at like $32, that sounds not too bad for Four Seasons. If it was Four Seasons in the United States, that would be an interesting compare and contrast what the prices would be between the $32.
Yeah, no, it is here. It is interesting. But you know, what's so unique about this property that I love, it's so close to downtown Hoi An that you can do totally local stuff, you know, street food and eating locally. So you're not stuck eating in the resort, because that's often the complaint about some of these bougie resorts, is that you feel so isolated and you wind up always having to eat in these resorts. And these resorts are expensive to eat at. The food is spectacular. We did a private beach barbecue, which was amazing. Oh my God, if you saw those pictures, Movestro, amazing beach barbecue we did. We also did that in Langkawi once with the family, but they're really pricey, you know. So I think the option to be able to eat locally is really cool. And we had a super fun time. We took a car one night to Da Nang and had such a good time. Hanging out and going to different funny bars and things like that, you know. So it's definitely great, because you can economize and also like get more into the local kind of culture. So you're not like totally accidental tourists. So I highly suggest Hoi An, which has been written up by many travel publications as one of the best places to travel to in the world.
All right. And before we get going, is there anything else you'd like to share?
Yeah, when I flew Japan Airlines to Vietnam, I always laugh at how accurate Japan Airlines safety videos are, and how they actually show, you know, how they always tell you like, don't take your bags, leave your bags on the plane when you go on the slide. But this safety video, I mean, we shouldn't say it's hysterical because it's a safety video, but it actually shows they show what happens if somebody tries to take a bag off with them.
All right, let's roll that beautiful bean footage.
Carrying baggage will block the aisle. Baggage and high-heeled shoes may damage this line.
Aim for the middle. Okay.
When sliding down, stretch forward your arms, incline your body forward, and look at the landing point. We will ask you to assist other passengers after sliding down. Move quickly away.
Did you catch the woman with the baby?
Yeah. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. So I think those videos, but I actually think it's pretty cool because they actually show you the stuff instead of talking about it.
Yeah.
You know, and I think actually visuals tend to work. So that's really cool. And the only other thing I want to go to today is because we have been a little bit remiss on our comments. And, you know, everyone comments, you know, Movestro for president most of the time.
Well,
we're not sure if it's going to happen, but.
Thank you, everybody.
But let's see. Jay Scott had some commentary on the only gambling advice you need from yesterday. And that was, I'm a true high limit gambler. I've been up so much and caught up on the rush, drinking alcohol, and have given it back in the day when I was younger. I'm older, wiser, and do my best to put away the winning money in the safe and bring it home. Now, if I get a hand pay, I walk out of the high limit room and get a cocktail, go up to the room, and take a break. I think that sounds like good advice. And that's, you see, we're trying, that whole purpose of the episode is to tell the youngins or the utes that they need to get that discipline when they win money, those utes. So that's part of it. Also, the other day, should I use points or pay cash for a hotel stay? Joseph was kind enough to comment, thanking us for the link to Gary Left's site, View for the Wing, and that he generally has high amounts of United Miles saved up and tries to get the most out of them. And he thought it was interesting the valuation that Gary had. And also he looks at other factors are always like what mile balance he has, how much paying out of pocket sets him back at a given time, flexibility, if I think I'll change the flight. That's a good point. So that's really good. And I'm glad that was helpful to some people. And then somebody else said, Rick said that he likes when you can combine points with cash. That's a good point. Certain programs do have situations where you can combine points with cash, but you've got to be really careful with that because Hyatt has some situations where the points from points and cash deals are not good. And on our crazy casino gambling dreams, Jay Scott mentioned that he agrees that his favorite slot is Top Dollar. And his dream is that he's playing $1,000 a pull at Wynn. Of course Wynn, because Wynn's the best, which they do have with max coin is 2,000 and pull and get a bonus. Ooh, I would really like that quite a bit. And let's see. Oh, Scott, Vital Vegas, actually commented on Slot Machine Myths Debunked, bonus points for the RJ Boop. And also Denise commented as a thank you, Michael, for doing that episode, which was really great. And then some other people were asking about hold percentages on new machines. Are they often higher than the old ones? And you responded that you've been doing this not the longest amount of time, but you're not very sure what the hold percentages was on the older machines. So unfortunately, you can't really answer that. And it is a really tough question to answer. And that's a bunch of comments. And thank you very much. Always leave us comments on YouTube. We love them. We appreciate them. Or, you know, email us anytime. And all of that's in the show notes, how to get in contact with us. And that's everything for today. Just a reminder, I will be off in Florida next week, but Movestro is going to come up with some really fun things, which is code for we have no idea what. But anyway, be ready to be surprised.
Good way to put it. And that's going to do it for this episode. Luxury travel booking, Travel Zork Travel. Visit us at travelzork.travel to plan your next amazing conversation. And please join the conversation on social media. You can find us easily as all social platforms are at Travel Zork. We'll see you next time.